Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. That's in Crinkuland.
The show has gone completely haywire. Joe is missing. Bob is on a very important phone call as we cannot find Joe Starkey. Sometimes these types of things happen, but it is the Limitless Express for this Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. And a big thing to touch on is this Rich Eisen clip where he wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers decided that they want to move off of Mike Tomlin, or really, what Eisen was saying is it might be the appropriate time right now to make a change and move on.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers finally say, let's figure something out, and then Tomlin shows up somewhere else. The Giants wouldn't be a bad spot. I think Tomlin is 100% going to be a coach in this league for as long as he wants to be. But I totally understand that Steeler fans are like, we're done with seeing something that has flashes of excellence in the regular season only to wane prior to the playoffs. This wane is now the middle of the season.
So, Joe, I know that you talked about this earlier this week. Joe, we are on the air, Joe. I know that you talked to Sean about this yesterday, this Rich Eisen clip about he wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers ultimately did move on, but it is surprising, at least to me, to hear somebody as close to Mike Tomlin as Rich Eisen is, that this would even be a consideration.
Rich Eisen is close to Mike Tomlin?
I think Rich Eisen and Mike Tomlin are close, yeah.
Why is Bob on the phone during the show?
I don't know. You disappeared. Bob's on the phone.
Bob.
I've been leading this segment the last 2 minutes trying
you
to buy
have?
Time for you.
No, I've been here. I've been sitting
you
here
left.
All the No, I was.
Yes, you did.
You're right. Well, why isn't Bob on the air?
I don't know why Bob isn't on the air. I told him, Bob, come on.
Come on, Bob.
Come on,
He's
Joe, you
on
can't
the phone
leave.
Right in front of
you
us.
Can't leave either. You keep leaving. I'm going to tighten that leash.
Bob.
Why do you have to be so mean to me?
What happened?
He's being mean to me.
Because you left.
Because I left.
You left me drowning here.
What do you mean drowning?
I was drowning.
You're paid by the word. You love it when you get a chance to talk.
I was gone,
who
Bob. I was underwater.
No,
you finally
no.
picked me up and lifted me
I
afloat.
I think you deliberately tell us there's only so much time
That's
left when
I
you
think.
Know there is less than that so you could come on and start the show. I think
because,
I know you,
oh,
Austin.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't hear me yelling, Joe? Joe, don't leave the studio?
He hogs the camera during the intermission so people can look at him. He's sabotaging
us, Bob. He's smart. He knows what he's doing. He's setting up his career.
What limits?
Rich Eisen, apparently close to Mike Tomlin, or at least by the sounds of this clip.
Yeah, is Rich Eisen close to Mike Tomlin? He's making that
no
assumption
idea.
And telling the world that on live radio.
I have no idea.
I am making just an assumption of that, just because of how he boasts about how great Mike Tomlin is.
And he, that means he's close to him?
Well, he has Mike Tomlin on his show once a year, and they wax poetically about each other.
Okay. Fair enough. Go ahead.
But basically what he said is that he wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers move and make a move with Mike Tomlin, or at least he thinks that this is the time where he thinks that that should be appropriate. What do you make of Rich Eisen making that claim?
Oh, I thought you were going to play the clip.
I did play the clip. I will play it again because you weren't paying attention.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers finally say, let's figure something out, and then Tomlin shows up somewhere else. The Giants wouldn't be a bad spot. I think Tomlin is 100% going to be a coach in this league for as long as he wants to be. But I totally understand that Steeler fans are like, we're done with seeing something that has flashes of excellence in the regular season only to wane prior to the playoffs. This wane is now the middle of the season.
And I don't think he's talking about Reggie Wayne there, Joe.
Bob, I covered all of this yesterday, but I'm curious.
That's the first time he said that. Because he's had him on before and he's talked about it before. That's the first time I
heard
him say that.
I know. He's called Steelers fans basically spoiled before Rich Eisen. Now he's singing their tune.
I just think it comes with the territory of having no postseason success. And if that occurs again this year, that's probably, like we talked about early in the show, I mean, things would be on the table. They'd have to consider a lot of things. So, again, I think there's still a lot left. And if they can turn this around, what happens if they do get in the playoffs and win a game or two? Then all of that goes away.
It all goes away. Yep.
And that's what I think they have to do. They have to go and do that.
By the way, did you guys see where Kyler Murray's future might be in baseball? Were you going to mention
that? Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I was about to talk about that.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, so basically the Cardinals are they're not really liking what they're seeing from Kyler Murray. And now Murray is injured right now, and they're going with Jacoby Brissett as their quarterback. But Kyler Murray was the 8th pick in the draft years ago by the Oakland A's. So there is a belief that with his future in doubt as the starting quarterback of the Cardinals, and we know that there was that incentive written into his contract where he needed to watch film, that maybe it would be appropriate for him to go try to play baseball now.
I think it's too late for that. I do. I also think Arizona's in this predicament where they first drafted Josh Rosen, I think 10th overall, and then that didn't work, so they immediately redraft him. They had high hopes for him, and there was a time where I thought he was really going to achieve those expectations that they had and also the league had for him. And all of a sudden, it's just, I don't know if it's because of the work, the preparation, Austin, as you said, that they wrote into the deal. Normally, you don't see that. Why would you write that in there unless he has a problem doing it? So maybe that's what this is all about. But when you say Jacoby Brissett is not just your quarterback, your starting quarterback moving forward, his days over there apparently are over.
And he's not very good.
No, but he was good. There were a couple, 2 years ago, I thought he was going to be really one of those guys who would just do it both ways, with his legs, with his arm. He seemed to have that it factor, but now it's gone.
Maybe Kyler Murray could play third base for the Pirates next year, Joe.
I mean, this came out of nowhere for me. Are the Steelers one of the teams being linked to him for next year?
I don't think so, no. I mean, I'm sure somebody's probably thrown it out there. Hey, what do you think of maybe Kyler Murray as an option for the Steelers, but nothing really credible.
I've been a fan of his, but that sort of wore out. I picked them to win their division this year. They've lost. The games they've lost have been ridiculous. Yeah, I've never seen a team lose this many close games as they have. And I agree with Limits. His time sure sounds like he's done there. His time's up. I think he'll get another crack somewhere, though. You don't, Limits?
Well, I think an NFL team definitely would take that chance on him.
It's not like he's not talented.
Right. Like right. Daniel Jones got another opportunity. Sam Darnold's gotten many
four.
And now he's taken advantage.
Yeah, I think he'll get the quarterbacks are such in short supply that there's a team out there that will say, hey, we can put him here and he's going to thrive in this system.
Yeah, former number one pick, that much talent, that running ability as well. Somebody will give him a chance.
They started 2-0. They lose to San Fran 16-15, Seattle 23-20, Tennessee 22-21, Indy 31-27, and Green Bay 27-23.
Yeah, I mean,
they're a bounce or two away from being what I thought they would be, but they stink again, so who cares?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Next.
So Antonio Brown was found in Dubai. You know, he was hanging out there for a while, Bob.
It was supposed to be a place where you couldn't use extradition, but apparently they don't want him there because they don't want any problems in Dubai.
Yeah,
I don't know if he was being one or not.
According to NBC News, Antonio Brown is going to be on house arrest for the attempted murder charge in Miami. NBC News saying that he'll be required to wear a GPS tracker and remain in his home as bail was set at just $25,000. And
for attempted murder?
For attempted murder, just $25,000.
Yeah, that's a little.
Pro Football Talk mentions that Luis Ortiz was released on a $500,000 bail after the gambling charges, which is kind of fascinating.
Where are the priorities there in terms of, murder versus taking money from the mafia?
Right.
The only news there is that he wasn't already wearing an ankle monitor. I thought he was from the situation in Florida.
Yeah, that's a good point. He should have been doing that.
He threw the furniture off the balcony?
Is it more he's a bad person or an unwell person or both, Bob?
I think both. All I know is that there was a time here where he was certainly one of the hardest working guys, putting up numbers, seemed to stay out of everything. And then for whatever reason, that changed. And it changed for me before the hit by Burfict, too. There were some things, and maybe it was just him getting too much of himself and thinking he was better than everybody else because he was better than everybody else. But when you let that get into your head and then you conduct business off the field that way, that could lead you into some problems. So I think the answer is both.
The answer has to be both.
So do I. Ryan Clark talked about when he got his money, and then he, I guess, sort of went after Dick LeBeau verbally in practice.
Right.
His teammates changed their opinion of him, and that's when the trouble started, as it often does in sports when a guy gets his money. But I think in addition to that, there are some mental health issues, I think, to put it mildly.
There's no question about that. His behavior is so erratic. I feel bad for his kids. Those are the people who are going to suffer a little bit by not having a father, and certainly one who's going to be not present in their lives.
And it's a tragic story.
It is.
That's what it is. Next.
When they do a football life, one will be.
What about the Hall of Fame?
Well,
does he belong?
As a player, yes.
Shouldn't that be the only criterion?
I've always said that. So, and that opens up controversy because then they can say, well, if he's found guilty of this, how can you put a guy who's murderer in the Hall of Fame? It comes down to performance. As a player, you're voted on. You were allowed to play. You played. This is what you did while you played.
Yeah, I agree with part of that. But at the same time, can you really put somebody in when you know that that's the case?
When you were voting. Did they take O.J. Simpson out?
They did not, but O.J. was already in.
That's true. He was already in.
That's the thing.
You talk
it's
about
different.
A horrible, horrible, heinous
that, yeah,
crime.
That was just premeditated
if you believe he committed
butchery,
it, which I do.
Yeah, which I do too. But bottom line is, to me, the simple answer is just to judge them on when they were able to play. And you could put every asterisk on this plaque you want and say, and by the way, this guy also did this, 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 and this off the field.
On a positive note, but somehow there seems to be some negative that is infiltrating the story as well. Welcome to the world. Paul Skeens is going to win the Cy Young tonight, Bob, in the National
League. It should be unanimous.
It should be unanimous.
In my view.
What's the negative?
The negative is the story that was written by a man named Randy Miller in NJ.com that came out today. So right now, they're doing the general manager's meetings in Las Vegas, and this reporter that covers the Yankees is out there. And supposedly, at least according to his reporting, he said, according to a Pirates teammate who recently spoke with NJ Advanced Media, Paul Skenes has, quote, no confidence the Pirates ever are going to win with him in Pittsburgh, and he's, quote, hoping for a trade well before he become a free agent after the 2029 season. But supposedly they waited to talk to Ben Cherington, this reporter, and said, I do dismiss it, but I understand it, the Pirates executive said Tuesday at the Cosmopolitan. What we're going to focus on is just how do we win games with him in a Pirates uniform? Now, there has been a lot of pushback on this story as well, including from former Yankee Clint Frazier, that has apparently been blocked by this writer and said, I wish I could just sit there and observe what happens in real time when he makes these stories up. But it's gaining a lot of traction nationally
right now.
What's
so strange about the story? Why wouldn't Paul Skenes want to be traded? And why would he have any confidence that the Pirates are going to win in his tenure here?
I think that somebody in the Pirates organization, a player that has been teammates with Skenes, would go and tell a reporter this. I mean, that's the big note and the big news here.
If I had to guess, I would guess that Paul Skenes, if he's thinking clearly, which it sure seems like he is, would be thinking exactly that. Bob?
The question is, would he act upon it? He may be thinking that, but he strikes me as someone who is just very committed to whatever he's doing. He's not going to be one of these guys who just decides, okay, I'm going to rock the boat here. I'm going to go out and just tell everyone how I feel. He seems to keep that to himself a lot.
Yeah.
You can see little things in the course of the year that maybe, you know, trigger him, but I don't think he'll ever come out and just demand a trade. He may think it. He may want it.
Yeah.
But I don't think he'll demand it.
Well, I don't know about that. If things go south,
he knows
again
he only has
year,
a few years here before that's ultimately going to happen. Anyway.
He's tiptoed around,
right? But do you think he'll full bore go out and say that?
Losing can do strange things, you know.
Yeah, it can. But
someone
again,
who's that competitive is going to get he's already real sick of it. He's going to get sicker of it. I wouldn't be surprised if he piped up at some point, Bob.
Well, I think it all depends on what they do in this offseason. You can make him rethink that position if you go out and really strike it big here and bring some people in who legitimately could help him and them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.